Thank you for calling Princeton Properties. How may I help you?
Hello, I'm a tenant here at Princeton, and I just have a question.
Sure.
We pulled up our carpet and some floorboards and stuff, and we found a hatch underneath the apartment.
A what?
It's a metal hatch door, and we open it, and there's a ladder that goes down about 50 feet. We measured it.
Okay.
And there's another whole room. There's another whole apartment underneath. And I was
what?
Just
where,
I was just
where do you live?
I'm at the apartment one.
Okay. Okay.
And I was just wondering if that belongs to the apartment or am I allowed to use all that extra space?
Oh my God, I have no idea. Hold on, okay?
Okay.
Hi, this is Mary Jo. Can I help you?
Hello. Is this who I was talking to before?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay. Yeah, did she tell you about, we just found this hatch underneath our apartment, and I wasn't sure if that belonged to the apartment building or if you knew who Desmond was?
Well, it definitely belongs to the apartment building, but well, I'm really curious on why you would even explore that.
Well, it was, you know, we had to. It looked kind of cool, you know? But, yeah, we climbed down the ladder, and there's another whole apartment underneath, but it's way down. It's like 50 feet down. Underneath the building, you know.
So you're in apartment one.
Yes.
And there's some.
I'm actually in the hatch right now.
Oh, geez, get out of the hatch then.
Well, no, it's a whole
good place to be.
No, it's a whole apartment down here. There's lights and everything. There's a washer and dryer. I don't even have a washer and dryer in my place. I was gonna drag these up if I can.
Well, can you? Maintenance is gone for the day, but I really would love to see this myself. I'm like so confused and baffled by this.
Okay. Well, do you know who Desmond is? Because he was down here when I first found it yesterday, but he ran out.
Who is it? What's the name?
His name's Desmond. He says he was working down here. He was pushing the button.
I have no idea. No.
Yeah, like he I don't know. I guess he got suckered into the job, so he just took off. He went up the hatch. He went up the hatch and left.
How did you figure out this was under your carpet?
We pulled up all the carpet. We pulled up all of our carpet, and then we pulled up some floorboards in the hall because they were kind of loose.
Well, why did you do that, though? Was my question. Why did you pull up your carpet to begin with?
Oh well, it had urine all over it.
From a dog or from what?
Oh no, we don't have pets. But I was just curious about the hatch thing. Like, am I going to be able to use all of this extra space?
No, you're not going to be able to use it. I need to now figure out what that is and what it belongs to.
Okay. Well, it doesn't, I don't, it's there's a whole, like, there's a living room, there's an exercise room, there's a ping pong table down there. And then there's all this computer equipment, but it looks like it's from the 70s, maybe?
Yeah. And so, you know, to me, my first thing would be probably when we bought the property. That would be my first guess.
It would purchase it. It belongs to. I know, but I'm renting right now. So, do I get to use it while I'm renting?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Get your stuff out of there when it's done.
Oh, okay. So I can use the extra space until I move out.
No, you can't. But whatever you're doing now, finish up and go back upstairs.
Okay, well,
we'll be in.
Are you guys going to?
What's that noise?
It's the computer down here. I'm sorry. It's you have to type in this code like every 90 minutes or so. And it's
okay. You know what? Let me see.
Prompting me for the
code. Are you there? I'm gonna come over now. I'm gonna grab one of the guys and come over. I just gotta take a look. Do you mind?
I'm actually not in the apartment. I'm down in the hatch, and it takes me like 30 minutes to climb all the way back up because this is really deep.
Okay.
Crap.
Honestly.
Ma'am. Hello.
Yep.
Hold on. Can you hold on? I just 1 second, please.
Yep.
Okay, I'm back.
Hi.
Okay, I'm sorry. I have to do that. It's something to do with electromagnetism. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I'm going to scoot over there anyway. You work your way back up.
Well, the house is a mess, and I really...
I don't care. I don't care that the house is a mess. I need to check out what you're talking about right now.
We pulled up floorboards, and you just can't come up right now. I don't even have pants
on. Well, I have to come up because, I own the building. I need to come
right now. You don't own it. You're just the office worker, right?
No, I'm not just an office worker.
Oh, okay.
They're heading over there now, so you work your way back up.
No, it's gonna take a while. This is like as tall as a building. I have to climb up basically a building. It's really, really tall.
Okay. Start getting your way up there.
I can't leave the hatch because I have to type in this code like every 90 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
And if I don't type in the code, I'm not sure what's going to happen.
Okay, all right.
I have to type it into the computer, so it's really a lot of effort to go up the hatch just to come back down again pretty much immediately.
Okay, well, what you do what you're doing over there, but we're heading over. I will see you in like 30 minutes.
Well, you can't come in. I've changed the locks. You can't come in. Ma'am.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time
on Prank Call Nation.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Cactus.
Am I supposed to be doing this?
Cactus.
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 Cactus this cocksucker.
Cactus.
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 You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
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 It's gonna be a fuck job to edit.
Cactus.
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 You're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
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 Cactus. Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus.
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 How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
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 You blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
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 You think a tracer can stop me?
Hey everybody, you're listening to the Snowplow Show for August 4th, 2017. I'm your host, Arby, and today's show is sponsored by William K. Thank you, William, for forcing me to do a show while I'm out of town. You might be wondering why there hasn't been a show this week, or why I sound like a hobo right now. And I think the main reason is because I'm speaking to you in a Rock Band microphone that I bought at Goodwill for $3.99. And I recorded a hobo-sode earlier this week, and I listened to the audio, and I'm like, holy shit, why does it sound like that? And I think I've determined that maybe it's like a filter that's supposed to make me sound like a rock star when I play Rock Band, because isn't there some sort of a weird echo thing happening right now? If there's not, I'm going to feel really stupid for even bringing this up. But this week, I am not in Oregon. I left town. I had to do some family stuff. And I've been here all week, and that's why I haven't really been able to do shows. I haven't been slacking off. I swear, not this time. Usually I'm slacking off, and that's why I only get one show done every week. But this week, I had good reasons and stuff. But I'm going back this weekend, back to Oregon, back to the heat wave that's happening over there. It's been over 100 degrees there this week. It's crazy for Oregon. But I'm hoping on Monday I'll be able to, start getting caught up on shows again. And things will get kind of back to normal for me, until I go to jail anyway. And speaking of that, legal stuff, all that, you guys have seem to be really concerned for me lately. Because, you've been posting my docs constantly. That's how I know people are concerned, when they post my docs in my own Facebook group. But don't you guys worry your pretty little heads over me. Everything's fine. I'm working through all this legal stuff, and hopefully things will turn out okay. And when I'm able to say more about it, I definitely will. I'll tell you guys what's going on, but for right now, I just can't. Wish I could, but I can't. And quite a few of you have talked about setting up a GoFundMe for my legal fund, and that's super nice of you guys, but, just keep supporting the Patreon, patreon.com/phonelosers, and keep telling your friends and your family about the show, bug the crap out of them about listening, and that's all I need. I'll be fine. I do have a bunch of legal expenses and stuff, and it sucks, but you guys are sure making it easier by being listeners of the show and supporting the show on Patreon at patreon.com/phonelosers. No matter what happens, I will be fine. This show will be fine. This show's not going anywhere. So just hang in there for a few months. I'll try and give you all some updates on everything. I don't know how today's show is going to turn out, because I'm recording all of this on my laptop with a crappy microphone, And I don't even know if I can do voicemails today. I'm going to try and hook up my tablet to my laptop and just play the voicemails through that. And we'll see how that goes. If that goes well, I should just do just nothing but voicemails today. No prank calls. You guys don't want to hear prank calls. That's why I do the prank calls first, you know, because they're like the opening act for the real star of the show, the voicemails, you people. You know what I mean by you people. But anyway, I'm going to try and do some calls from Apocalypse. Apocalypse sent me that apartment list, I think, last week. And I already did some of them, but this list is pretty huge, so let's do some more of these off of this list. It looks like about half of the list is on the East Coast, so I can call those. I can't call the ones on the West Coast because it's not open yet. It's kind of early today still. Oh, and before we get started, I saw this YouTube comment from a guy named Daniel, and I wrote this one down. He told us what Royco stands for, because remember on the last show, or maybe a couple shows ago, someone asked me what Royco meant, and I said, it doesn't mean anything. It's an acronym. And Daniel says the acronym means roof of yours comes off. That seems like a perfect acronym for Royco. So thanks for that one, Daniel. And if you guys disagree, you should post what the actual acronym is. What else do I have here before we get started with the show? I don't have any news stories. You guys have probably sent me news stories, but I'm really behind on emails right now. I know I always say that, but I'm really behind on emails now. Because this past week, I've barely been on the internet. I haven't mentioned some of the new supporters of the show lately, like Utah Kurt. I mean, he's not a new supporter, but I guess he switched over to Patreon, left my crappy website. And then there's also Michael R., Billy, John K., Leslie W., Tyler M., Jeff C., Mothman, Michael K., Beckley C., John K. Wait, wasn't there already a John K.? Yeah, there was. There's two different John K.'s. That's crazy. And then there's Dimitri. Thanks, all of you, for being supporters of the Patreon, new supporters or supporters who have just switched over from the website. Because the website, that's something that a hobo would use. All the real supporters, they go over to patreon.com/phonelosers and support the show on there. Especially William K., who's the sponsor of today's show. Thanks, William. Did I say that already? I don't care. I'm thanking you again.
This is the Snowplow Show, brought to you by the Phone Losers of America. So grab yourself a Four Loko, crack it open, sit back, and enjoy.
Quit calling me a hobo!
We're going to start with an apartment complex here that I've already called, I think on the last show that I did apartment calls on. And I've talked to this one already, but I screwed it up. I was talking to the girl about a ham radio antenna, and she hung up on me. And this is the one that Apocalypse said they have security cameras all over the place. So he wants me to say, maybe you're letting management know that you're taking down the camera because it keeps fucking looking at me. That's his idea. And I was going to lead up to that in the previous call, but she just hung up on me. So I don't have a lot of hope for this one.
Good morning. How's
your
phone
issue,
Cynthia?
Hey there. I'm a tenant here. My name is Sensei Doug. And I just have a question. Well, you know those security cameras that are all over the place? Do you think you guys could just maybe kind of stop looking at me through those? Because it's not cool. I'm just trying to walk through, and I know you guys are watching.
Okay, so where you live at here?
I'm in 3644. Okay, but I can tell when people are looking at me. I know when people are looking at me, and you guys are looking at me all the time through those cameras.
Okay, I will let them know.
Well, you better fucking cut it out, okay? Because I don't need to be looked at just trying to go to my car and go to work,
all
you know. So stop.
All right.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Cameras, they're giving me the snake eyes. Wow, so that didn't go well. I'm sorry, Apocalypse. I guess it just wasn't meant to be with this whole security camera thing. I'm going to call right back. She hung up way too quick.
Good morning. How's it going, Cynthia?
Hey, it's Sensei Doug again. I just wanted to let you know, I'm going to take some shoe polish from my ninja boots, and I'm going to dab it on the camera, and then they can't look at me.
Do what you got to do.
I will. All right, then. I will. All right. I don't like getting snake eyes.
All right.
It's not cool.
Bye-bye.
You watch me. I don't have to take this. All right. I'll delete that one, I guess. Maybe I could just try that with this one, because, you know, I think everybody has cameras, right?
Thanks, my department. Can I help you?
Hi. I have a question.
Yes.
I'm a tenant here. My name's Sensei Doug, and you know those security cameras that are out there?
Okay, what unit do you live in?
1215.
1215?
Yeah.
And who am I speaking with?
Sensei Doug. But it doesn't matter. You know the cameras? The security cameras?
Okay.
Is that a yes?
Yes.
Okay, well, do you think you guys could just stop staring at me all the time? Because I can tell when you're watching the cameras and when you're not, and it seems like every time I walk by, you guys are all just watching, looking at me.
Okay.
So do you think you could just cut it out? Because it's kind of rude, and it's invading my privacy.
Okay, and you said you live in 1215?
Correct.
Okay.
So is that a yes? Are you going to, you know, maybe just cut it out? Because I don't appreciate being singled out like this.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
What's perfect? That you're singling me out?
Absolutely.
Giving me fucking snake eyes all day?
Oh, if that's what you think.
That's not what I think. It's a fact.
Oh.
You guys need to cut it out, please.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Listen, I'm a sensei. You need to respect the senseis in the complex. There's three of us.
There's what?
There's three of us.
Three of you what?
Three senseis in the complex. And it seems like you're just being racist against senseis. I'm glad you think it's funny. None of us think it's funny.
Okay.
All right, well, this was pointless. What?
You live in 1215?
Yes. I already told you that.
Well, I will be right there.
Why? I don't want you here. I don't want you here looking at me in person.
Oh, I will be right there.
What, you don't get enough of me over the cameras? You got to come over here and see me in person?
I sure do.
Well, I'm not coming to the door. I don't have pants on. What? It's early. Why would I have pants on? It's not even noon.
Okay. Well, I will still come in to the door.
And all right.
On your door.
Okay, fine, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, have fun knocking when I don't answer.
Okay.
I hope you just stand there and knock forever.
I will.
You just look like a fool.
I will.
And I'll just be behind the door, like, giggling.
Okay, thanks.
All right.
Giggle loud enough so I can hear you.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, thanks.
Whatever, bye.
Bye.
All right, I'm giving up on the Sensei Doug thing. That horrible call just now, that was Apocalypse's fault. I just had to do the security camera prank, didn't I, Apocalypse? I should have threatened to throw a ninja star at the security camera with my pinpoint ninja accuracy. I would have hit it right in the lens, broken it, much more effective than shoe polish from my ninja boots.
Thank you for calling the rental office.
Hi, is this the apartment building?
Yes.
Oh, what was that weird thing you answered with?
Rental office.
Oh, the rental office. How generic.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm a tenant here, and I have a question.
Okay, how can I help you?
Well, the power company, I called the electric company, and they said I need to get your permission to upgrade the electrical, you know, the circuit breaker box.
Okay, because give me just a second.
Rude. Don't even get any hold music. Probably just hit the mute and is sitting there listening to me. Give me snake eyes.
This is Tina with... Can I help you?
Hey, Tina. I just need to get your permission. The electric company said I need to get your permission because I'm going to be selling electricity back to the grid.
I don't know who you are or what you're talking about.
Oh, well, maybe that other lady should have, you know, passed along the message about who I am.
Well, you shouldn't be so rude because, I mean, you're being a little rude and unprofessional. I mean, are you with an actual company?
No, I'm not a professional. I'm a tenant here.
Okay. Then what is your actual apartment number? That'll help.
Oh, I told the lady before. I guess she's not a very good, you know, secretary or whatever she is.
You know what?
I'm in apartment 43.
If we're going to continue this conversation, there's not going to be any... I don't understand what the problem is.
There's no problem.
I've never had somebody call and say they're selling electricity back to a grid. So, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I've invented a perpetual motion here in my apartment, and I've got this big machine hooked up. And
well, then that's not something that I'm going to allow. So, I mean, that's not something I'm going to allow.
Why'd you laugh after you said that? Do you think that's hilarious that you're being kind of a dick to me?
Well, I'm sorry, but, I mean, you can't just... change electricity in the apartment.
I'm not changing it.
Complex.
You can't just change electricity. That's not how it works.
Okay, what apartment are you in?
43, upstairs.
Right. The one that I keep having all kinds of issues with, and I've given you lease violation notices because we can't seem to stop leaving stuff outside your door, and we can't seem to stop bringing multiple cars on the lot. I'm not allowing you to put any changes in the unit. And if the problems are not corrected, you're going to be evicted anyhow because we can't seem to get this under control.
Well,
I extended myself to you on the vehicle that was out here and gave you extra days before it was towed, and yet you keep bringing multiple vehicles back. So
you're just jealous of my
conversation.
You're just jealous of my car collection.
No, the lease clearly states what you're allowed to have on the property. You're renting an apartment. You don't own a house.
Okay, look.
You can't leave shoes and socks, and I'm not going to clean up your dirty laundry on my balcony.
Well, you're a woman. That's what you're supposed
verbally,
to do.
You talk verbally to, you know, abusive to my maintenance and my office personnel when I'm the one that physically threw it away after I told you not to leave things out on the balcony.
What'd you throw away?
Shoes, socks, whatever you've left outside your unit.
You owe me shoes then. Those weren't yours to throw away.
No, I don't owe anything. You owe me for leaving it out on your balcony because your lease clearly states you do not rent the outside. And no, I am not going to give permission to send back anything, and if you've done anything electrical in the unit, then I will be charging you for damages.
I've built a machine.
Thank you.
You guys pay for water, right?
You built. I'm not doing that.
Look,
go rent a house or go buy a house and you can do whatever you want.
No, listen, you idiot. I can sell you electricity at half the cost of the power company. You know? Should she hang up? So now I'm a little conflicted. I feel like I should call her back and let her know this was just a prank call. Are you still there, ma'am? Because it hasn't hung up yet. There she goes. You know, I don't want to actually get anyone evicted, even though this person, they sound like a huge asshole. I mean, oh my god, leaving their shoes out next to the door. What kind of apartment manager throws away your shoes? What a jerk.
Rental office.
Hello, I'm a completely different person. I live in apartment 24.
We're not going to go through this.
No,
I'm definitely not going to keep discussing this.
This is my first call, ma'am. I live in 24 and I have a question.
24 where, sir?
Upstairs.
Upstairs where, sir?
At the apartment, stupid. Listen.
No, I'm not going to listen, and all you're doing is playing games. I consider it harassment, so
okay.
I will file charges if you don't stop.
Okay, look, I'm going to come
Bottom
clean
line.
With you. Are you ready for me
no,
to come
I'm,
clean?
No, I'm not. This is the thing. I've come clean with you, too. We don't allow this type of thing in our apartments. I don't need to buy electricity from you. It has nothing to do with
well,
me.
Well, you're just
we
not a very
a
good businesswoman, then, because I could sell it to you at half price.
Well, guess what? I don't care what you think. You don't have my bank account. You don't have anything at all. I'm not discussing this with you.
Wait, what? About the bank
do not
account?
Change, I'm going to have to evict you because as of right now, you're on termination because of the violation. So I'm not going to keep discussing this.
Okay,
thank
but
you.
Look, can
day.
I just talk to you 1 second without you yelling at me? Wow, now I kind of want to get the phone number of whoever's in 43 and, hey, this is the apartment calling. Just wanted to let you know that I'm holding your shoes for ransom.
Rental office, can I help you?
Hey there, my name is Brad, and I have, I just want to let you know I'm just a prank caller. I don't actually know the people at your apartment. I live in Oregon, so I don't want you to kick people out because I made a prank call. Okay? Do I sound like the people in 43? Yes or no? Nope.
How do you know I even have a 43?
Because I looked on Google Street View and I saw apartment 43. I'm a professional prank caller.
Well, that's great. I guess you ought to get a new profession.
Oh, no, I do pretty good at this. You should listen to my show. Okay, there we go. I think I fixed everything. The people in 43 are probably going to get evicted, but it's not going to be my fault. I probably won't even leave that part in the show because it's boring. I do that every once in a while when I think I'm going to get someone in trouble, but it's rarely interesting enough to play on the show. Anyway, let's move on to the next one. It looks like I have called this next one before because there's a note to it that says, I talked to a lady, but I fucked it up. And I don't remember what happened. It must have happened on the previous show. I probably didn't put whatever happened into the show, but maybe I did. I don't remember. That was forever ago.
Park Apartments. This is Tracy. Can I help you?
Hey, Tracy. I'm a tenant here. I live in apartment 47.
Uh-huh.
And I've built a perpetual motion machine that generates a lot of electricity. And I just need your permission to, like, the electric company is going to come and they're going to put a thing on my circuit breaker box so I can sell electricity.
We can't do that.
Oh, no, I'm not asking. I'm just letting you know.
No, that can't happen. You're not allowed to make any changes to our building.
Well, it's not to the building. It's just to the electricity.
Right. It's to our electricity. And if there were a short, if there were an issue with it, then that could burn down our building. It can't happen.
Oh, no, it won't burn it down. It's totally safe. It's perpetual energy.
Again,
it's perpetual motion.
I appreciate that. What I'm telling you is that it's not an authorized alteration. You can't add anything onto our property without our permission.
Okay, I won't add it to the circuit breaker box. I think I can unplug my oven, though, and just plug it into the wall, and it'll just send the electricity back in that way. I think that's safe.
Again, if there's any issues whatsoever that is caused by anybody else, you would be charged for their issues.
Well, no, it would just be my own issues, but like... The electric company, they're going to buy electricity back from me. My meter is going to spin backwards, and they're going to send me a check.
I completely appreciate it. I love energy efficiency. However...
Well, not too much, if you're not letting me.
Right. No, because this property isn't my property. It belongs to a bank.
Yeah, what do you care, then? Let the bank deal with the consequences.
Because my job is to make certain that nothing happens to the property.
Oh, nothing's going to happen.
There is something that could happen. This is not something that we allow. It's not an alteration to the apartment or to the property that we allow.
Oh, yeah, I won't. That's what I'm saying.
Just
I'm not
like
going to alter.
I can't allow to go put in extra insulation into the attics. Now I can't do it.
Oh, we weren't supposed to do that?
Haha.
No, okay, forget that part. Do you guys pay for the water here?
We do. We pay for the water and sewer, yes.
Okay, because my machine, it uses water to generate electricity, so I have to leave the sink running all the time.
Okay, this has got to be a joke.
This has got
to be a joke.
Why would I joke about this?
Because if you're not joking, then you're going to get evicted.
I was joking about the insulation thing. That was just a joke. I'm sorry.
If you're talking about running water nonstop, then yes, you'll get evicted.
Why? There's no rule against that.
Yes, there is.
Why?
Waste of utilities is not permitted.
But I'm not wasting them. I'm turning the water into electricity.
I'm sorry. What I am telling you is if this is not a joke and you think that this is okay, I'm telling you it is not. I will issue that to you in writing. Ma'am. If you violate that in writing, then I will have to file for eviction.
Ma'am, I'm generating hydrogen in my kitchen.
I understand what you're saying, and thank you very much, but no.
Hydrogen requires a lot of water and a lot of electricity to make electricity.
No.
Yes, it does. You're not a scientist. Don't tell me no.
This is not happening.
What do you mean it's not happening?
If you want to do that, you need to live elsewhere.
Can't you hear my machine running in the background? Don't you hear the bloop bloops?
I have nothing more to say. I've let you know that no, that is not permissible.
Okay. Oh, I'm not going to tie into the circuit breaker box, but I think
you're not going to run our water consistently either.
Okay, I'll turn that part off, because I've invented perpetual motion. I don't have to use the turbine anymore. I don't even have to make hydrogen. Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because this is a ridiculous conversation.
Oh, you'll think it's ridiculous when you see me on the news that I've solved the world's energy crisis.
That would be fantastic.
I saved millions of lives.
I'm happy to see you there, but it won't be happening here.
Okay, and you know what? When I'm on the news,
Senior Park was let them know.
When Letterman's interviewing me, I'm going to say, "Hey, this bitch at my apartment building, she's tried to stop me. She tried to stop innovation."
Exactly, and my owner will give me a raise. But so I would
no, your owner's going to call you an idiot because I could have sold you electricity at like a tenth of the price.
Well, thank you for calling and asking.
And you're just like, "Ew." You're wasting water.
And I'm
letting
you know that's not going to happen.
I hate science. That's you.
Is there anything else you needed?
Well, you didn't solve the things that I needed. You didn't help me at all.
I told you that those are not situations that are going to be resolved.
that that is not something that we're going to permit to happen on the property.
Yeah, so I'm just going to plug my machine into where the oven plugs in, and
that's
the refrigerator.
Not going to happen either.
And the furnace. Like, I'll just send the electricity into the outlets.
Well, okay. Well, you'll get a cure or quit notice this afternoon. And if that is happening, then we'll have to file for eviction. So you'll get a cure or quit notice today.
Oh, I don't, like, no, nope, nope, you're wrong. You don't know how things work.
I do know how landlord-tenant illegal issues work. I am quite aware of those.
You know that power meter that's, you know, hooked up to my electric? It's going to spin backwards, and you're going to be jealous. They'll be
is there anything
me
else I can help you with? I'll get that cure or quit notice out to you today to let you know exactly what is and is not permitted.
Okay, remember, I'm in apartment 32.
No, you told me you were in 45.
Yeah, 45. That's what I said. Definitely 45. Not 47.
Right. Well, we'll take a look when smoke detector checks are done.
Oh, that sounds like you're just using the system to get into people's apartments.
No, that's probably been the system since it's part of the lease contract.
You're probably just going to people's apartments and stealing their jewelry and taking pictures of their inventions.
You have a wonderful day.
I will, because I know I'm going to be rich and you're not.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. I love when they know I'm full of crap, but they still get pissed. Why would she get pissed if she knew it was a joke? She was laughing. I kind of forgot how fun these water calls are. It's been a while since I did those. Oh, by the way, I know I said I was going to do some tunnel calls on my next show, but with my whole unexpected trip this week, I can't really do that because I don't have any echo effects. I don't have any sound effects to do the water and the, you know, the robots. Gotta have echo and water and robots when you do those calls.
Good morning. Thank you for calling. This is Michelle. I'll help you.
Hi. I'm a tenant here and I have a question.
Uh-huh.
I was just wondering, you guys pay for the water, right?
We do.
Okay, that's good. That's all I needed to know. No problems here.
Okay.
Do you know, am I allowed to hook up a thing to my electrical, my circuit breaker box? Because I'm going to be selling electricity back to the electric company.
And you want to do that?
How come you put me on speaker?
Called me the other day for that.
Sorry, what? It's hard to hear you because you're on speaker. You have to talk loud now since you're on speaker. Or maybe put your mouth right up to it like it's a phone.
Did you call me for the same thing the other day?
Did I?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, if that happened, it's Apocalypse's fault because he's kind of a fuck-up. He always submits numbers to my show, but sometimes he submits double entries. And I guess he just put you in here twice. Sorry about that. It's not me. It's Apocalypse. Hello?
Yes.
You're not saying anything.
We're just listening.
Okay, what did I say the other day?
I don't remember exactly.
Oh, because it's weird. You told me I said the exact same thing, but now you don't remember.
What is this call in regards to?
Perpetual motion. Solving the world's energy crisis, you know.
I just need you to take our number off of your call list.
This isn't a call list. Well, okay. I guess it is kind of a call list, but Apocalypse did it. It's Apocalypse's fault. I'll be sure to tell all of my listeners what a fuck up he is.
Okay, thank you.
All right, nice speakerphone. It was money well spent. It's good that you paid the extra money and sprung for the good model of speakerphone. Fucking Apocalypse. I mean, I guess that's what happened, unless there's just, I don't know, maybe their apartment has different phone numbers, different business names. It's a very sketchy complex, is my guess. I don't really think it's your fault, Apocalypse. You're not that much of a fuck-up.
Hello. Please state your name after the tone, and Google Voice will try to connect you.
Development.
Hi, I'm a tenant here in apartment 19. I have a question.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you have any heavy-duty degreaser for carpet?
No, we don't. We pay someone to come and clean our carpets.
Okay. We'll just put a rug over it.
Okay. I mean, I can give you the number of the guy that does it. He might be able to help you.
Oh, no, it's okay. We'll look it up on the internet and figure out the best way. It's just, you know, I had my motorcycle parked here in the living room, and it's been leaking oil forever now.
Okay, and why did you bring your motorcycle inside the apartment?
Well, I didn't want anyone to think about stealing it.
Okay, so you do realize that when you move out and that carpet is ruined, you're going to be responsible for replacing that carpet.
Oh, it's not ruined. I was going to get the heavy-duty degreaser stuff and just take it out.
Okay, but if there's still a stain from that, you'll be responsible for paying for it.
Well, it's not that bad of a stain. I mean, I parked it in a different spot every day so that it didn't accumulate.
Okay. But don't bring your motorcycle inside the apartment again. It needs to stay in a parking spot outside. Okay.
Well, my dog, here's the problem. My dog, like, I put a pan underneath the motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
So that it would, you know, so it wouldn't drip on the carpet. And my dog stepped in the pan, and then he started walking around the apartment, so there's, like, dog footprints everywhere.
Okay, well, if the motorcycle had been parked outside, that wouldn't have happened.
Okay, well, you don't need to be a smartass about it. I was just asking.
And I'm not trying to be smart, but you're talking about obviously that there's grease on our carpet.
Well, it wasn't my fault. It was my dog's fault. My dog's the not smart one.
Okay, but you brought the motorcycle inside an apartment.
Well, so what? It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Okay, well, when you move out, we'll take a look at your carpet and determine that.
And he also knocked over my cigarette ashtray, like all over the floor, and spilled my bong.
Uh-huh.
Like ran into my bong. Because I was yelling at him about the oil.
Right.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
What do you mean thanks?
Well, I'm just going to note it in your file that you've had a motorcycle in the apartment, so that way we know what the stain is when you move out.
I've always had a motorcycle in here. Like it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Here in apartment 13.
Okay, you just told me 19, and now you're in 13.
Oh, no, I think you misunderstood. I totally said 13 before.
Right. Okay.
What do you mean, right? Why would I lie about that?
You said apartment 19 first.
Oh, I don't think so.
And now you're telling me number 13.
No, I'm recording this phone call, and I never said 19. I said 13. I'll rewind it. Play it back.
Okay. I must have misheard.
You want me to rewind it? Play it back?
Nope, that's fine.
I'll prove it. I can prove it.
No, it's fine.
You know, you're going to sit there and call me a liar.
I'll just make a note that someone called in about a motorcycle being parked in their apartment.
Okay, yep. Apartment 13 has the motorcycle in their apartment.
Okay. I will note it.
Can you also note in there that you wouldn't help out with heavy-duty degreaser? And note in there that you have a major attitude and are kind of being a bitch?
Okay. I'll be sure to do that.
Okay. Can you write that down right now? I'll hold.
Okay.
I'm writing it down. I need you to read it back to me.
You want me to write down that I wouldn't help you out with degreaser for the motorcycle that you parked inside of your apartment, and you seem to think that I have an attitude about that.
No, don't act like it's an opinion. Just write it down as a fact. I was being a bitch to him, and I was being very unreasonable.
Okay.
And I'm trying to accuse him of being a liar.
Okay,
write that down, read it back. Come on.
I'm not going to write it down and read it back. You called and asked about degreaser. We don't supply you degreaser.
Oh, that's all you had to say. You didn't have to be a jerk about it.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry if you think I'm being a jerk about it.
Well, you are being a jerk. It's not an opinion. It's a fact.
Okay.
Big jerk.
Okay.
All right.
You have a good day.
Oh, I will. Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Try not to be too jealous of my motorcycle, you know, in the future.
Okay. I'll try not to be too jealous.
And my awesome dog.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye. You're welcome. What I'm being thanked for, but whatever. So I have one last apartment thing left. Oh, by the way, that was an idea. I don't know when that was submitted to me, but it's here in this list of tenants from hell ideas that I have not yet done. And I'm going to save that one because I think that one could be much better. But that was from someone named James, a.k.a. Pin 15 Club. Maybe I wasn't supposed to tell you guys his real name. Oops. It's okay. I think this one's been here on the list for like a year. He probably doesn't listen anymore. He says, I'm dying to hear a property manager have an aneurysm over somebody changing oil in the living room and having unallowed pets. I've been a loyal listener / follower of yours since about 2000. Keep fighting the good fight. So thanks for that one, Pin 15 Club. I'm going to do one last call here. I mean, there's one last number on Apocalypse's list that I can call. The other list that he sent me is over on the West Coast, and I don't think it's late enough yet to call over there. They're probably not open. It's kind of early right now. These that I'm calling here are in the Eastern time zone.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
I guess the last one's not going to answer. They're just going to play music at us. At least it's nice, soothing music, you know?
Thank you for calling Brook Apartment.
Darn it.
Our office at 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Monday through Friday.
So they should be picking up. It's after 8:30. So that's the end of Apocalypse's list for now. I still have plenty that didn't answer here from that state. And then there's another whole section of the list that's, you know, it's the West Coast apartments. So there's still a couple shows to come from this list. Thank you, Apocalypse. Like, seriously, the lists that you send are so awesome. They have, you know, just everything. They have the address, the apartment numbers, and the apartment number next door to the apartments. He does that a lot. And sometimes he gives me dumb ideas about, you know, security cameras and snake eyes and stuff. But that's okay. I can forgive him for that. Oh, look at this. In this list that I haven't done yet, he's got, he's listed some that have trees in front of the windows, totally blocking their view. That should be fun. Thanks, Apocalypse. Let's see if I can hook my tablet up to my laptop and maybe try and play some voicemails on this show.
Hey, Brent. This is that guy again. I want to comment on Miko's voicemail about shortening your message. And I would vote, respectfully, I would vote against that idea. I think you should actually lengthen the message. So that's my vote. And take note of it. Bye.
Okay. So I can't get the, I don't know why, I'm trying to hook up my tablet to my laptop so it can record the input of the tablet and play the voicemails, but it doesn't seem to be working, so it's probably going to sound like garbage. I'm just holding the Rock Band microphone up to the speaker of my tablet. This is the most hobo show ever, and I know you're just trying to be a jerk to Nico for some reason, but I actually think she's right. I've been meaning to shorten that, and I just haven't got around to it yet. Maybe when I get back to Oregon, I'll fix that. But everyone remember, if you don't want to listen to the message, just hit the pound key. Or is it the one key? I don't know. You guys can figure it out. I think I'm just going to play a couple more voicemails, though. I know you guys love the voicemail section, but the way I'm doing this is kind of a pain in the ass. And it probably sounds worse than the rest of the show.
Hey, Roy. It's Nick with Nick Co. Incorporated. Hey. We've been noticing at the corporate that your Brad the Producer Boss has been bugging out. He made two bad calls, you know, first with the whole Chris Cornell thing and now this Linkin Park thing. So I'm going to go ahead and walk you through the reset procedure. I'm going to need your tongue.
Now listen, Linkin Park, that was canceled because I had to leave Oregon because of the heat wave. That wasn't Brad the Producer's fault. I'm pretty sure he'll get, you know, the Linkin Park guy back maybe next week.
Right here twice. Poke his left eye three times and then stick your thumb right up his ass. Go ahead and get back to me and make sure that works. He should do a reset code with some default phrase, and you should be all good. So get back to me. Let me know if it works.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. I don't see why that wouldn't work. Let's see. What else have I got? I've got a voicemail here from Knobby Guy, 43 seconds long. Let's see if we can make it all the way through this one.
Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad. Oh, hey, Brad. Oh, thanks. Thanks for asking for us the other day. I heard someone in the voicemail was wondering because he hadn't heard me for a wee while, but I was going to do this. See, I've got some words for you, Brad, some words that you might find hard to pronounce. Can you pronounce this one? Multiplication?
Nope.
Well done.
Oh, sorry.
Try to pronounce this one.
Like, I have to put the microphone down to the tablet, and I can't just, I don't know. Can't really talk back to you guys. Multiplication. See? I'm a genius.
That's it. Caricature.
Oh, yeah. No, I can't do that.
You can't do that. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I'm not even going to try. I've done that on shows before. I don't feel like being made a fool of today, so nope. I'm just not going to do it. All right. Last voicemail. Let's see what this one is. I don't know who this number belongs to.
Hey, Brad, it's Effin' Reality again. You said I could say my show is Effin' Reality, go figure. Anyway, look, man, the show where you called about your cheating wife and all that stuff really got me, man. It really got me good. But I also wanted to participate in a new movement. It's called Rupert the Way. I got to tell you, nothing made me laugh harder. And I want to participate. So here we go.
Oh, sorry, not today.
Rupert the Way!
Awesome.
Also, still looking for that music, and I know you got your ship back, so quit hiding it.
I'm sure you're really disappointed because I couldn't do the echo effect there. Maybe if I'm thinking about it during post-editing, I'll add an echo effect on there for you if I'm feeling nice and everything. And I have that song back, the creepy clown carnival music or whatever it's called. If you want a copy of it, just send me an email, rbcp@phonelosers.org. I will send it to you along with a bill for $10, you know, for all of the effort I had to go through to send it to you. Wait, no, make that 20. Thank you, William K., for sponsoring today's show. William K. is one of the many sponsors on patreon.com/phonelosers who force me to do shows even when I end up leaving town to do important things, even though it was only one show. That's William K.'s fault, by the way. Usually I'm just slacking off, but I swear I wasn't just slacking off this week. It's been a busy week. So thanks for listening, everyone. Hopefully things will be back to normal next week. I think I might try and put out maybe a best of show this weekend, or I'll just repost a show. You know, the whole automatic redial thing, which I've been told pisses people off because they think a new show's coming out and then it's just an old show. So maybe I should just start doing those on a certain day every single week, like on the weekends or whatever. Not to replace normal shows, but, you know, just to have like another show on the feed. You guys can reminisce about the good old days back when I was funny. Yeah, what a great idea. All right, bye everyone. I think we're going to end today with some emergency pizza party.
I don't get paid and I don't get money. I'm on the internet thinking cats are funny. See me on Instagram, see me on Facebook. Check out my haircut, this picture self took. Clinically depressed, self-medicated at best. Should probably get a job, but I'm too swagged out, yes. The grass is too long at my house, but I don't live here, so I'm not gonna cut it. I'm just gonna kinda sit here and think about myself, because I do that a lot. This place is too cold or hot, I'm getting higher, I'm not. Cause I got the swagger of an under 30, slowly getting fatter. On a back porch wearing church pants, and take out feeling better. I had dreams once, now I've got Netflix. But life is okay, check out my phone pics. I've got a dog now, he shits on my floor. All of my fish died, so I don't feed them anymore.
And arrive at the ultimate answer. I'm holding the hive, I'm indulgent and dapper. Turn my coffee maker on, Folgers Frank Clapper. Girl, you a tranny, shoulda told your man faster. Disaster lies deep in the hearts of men. Pizza is platinum, off the charts then. We come around the bend, check our indifference. Emo swag, our spirit is kindred. Interested? Then stay with me, bro. I'll take you out to the latency show. In case we may grow dormant to active, beautiful info, informant, attractive, laxative for the shit in your mind. Beer and cigarettes sit in the night. Every day is the same and depressive. Not sure if I'm lame or inventive. I'ma be sad today, manic depression, crying out my eyes is just my new obsession. Seems like every day that there's a new thing stressing. Fingers in my brain about to be my chest in, laying down flat with my eyes wide. open, got my hands up, cursing at the sky. I'm broken, even darkness, it could not describe my hope, and thought I lost it. Now I keep the chain unbroken. Hey, I'm sad, y'all. It's not a new thing. I said, stay at home, laying undercover like I'm stone dead. Got no motivation, I escape inside my own head. Gravity pull me back down into my own bed. Bullshit, life is fucking stupid and I hate things. And lately, I've been doing crazy things. Feeling like most everybody hate me. I think I'll just lay here and go crazy.